You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The sad part is those ads are actually accurate for what you've been pummeled with while watching sports. But check out what Charlemagne the God said. All right, let's just keep it moving. Lions made a trade. You got Za'Darius Smith. It's what we said was okay. What is the name that would be the minimum requirement for us to feel like we're winning the Super Bowl, to feel like we've addressed the edge rush concern? And it was Za'Darius Smith, and they did it. And they did it for basically nothing. I'm happy. I think the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. But we have had a theme on this station all day, whether it be the mornings, the middays, and a lot of people want more. And I don't know what more is. I mean, yes, I would love someone to descend from the clouds, but you have to factor in, first of all, ask yourself this. How many defensive linemen have even been traded at this deadline? How many players have been dealt? It's not a deep, robust market. There aren't a lot of these guys available. No. That's why I said from the start, just get me one. Now, yes, 3 weeks ago, month ago, yeah, we won Max Crosby, and you make those overtures, but I can't make the guy think clearly and want to get the hell out of that hellhole organization. If he wants to live there, God bless, do it. Not my problem. You'll never win. I think Brad Holmes got you the best player that was remotely available. Now, if there's a surprise before four, is this radio show going to be upset? No. But they did what I needed them to do, and I do believe the Lions are winning the Super Bowl.
Yep, right so, there.
That's it. Now, can you say that? That's up to you, the fan. Or are you one of these people who needs more to say it? So that's kind of where we've been at with it. 248-539-9797. We're going to get more of the callers in the mix as well. David, a few ticket texts, and then we'll move on.
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl, fellas. We're in the driver's seat for the one seed, so that means everything comes through us at Ford Field, headed to the Super Bowl.
That would be the dream. The bye week, the home games, it's right there. And again, I mean, you won the game at Green Bay, which is kind of a scheduled loss the way the NFL works. You steal this Houston game, I'd be very close to saying you're going 15-2, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm uttering those words, but like 14-3 would be the minimum.
Yeah.
If you beat Houston, 14-3?
If they're 14-3, yeah, the John Jansen train, yep, we're going to hop on board.
What train is that?
14-3.
To Cheaterville?
14-3.
Is Connor Stallions the captain?
Because yeah, at that point, I can't see at the Buffalo and maybe outside of Chicago.
Hey, David, you notice Michigan's no good in the second half no more?
They're not good in the first half either.
Besides the point. Okay, thank you. Ticket text.
My work has a 3-hour meeting scheduled for tomorrow for anyone who is impacted by the election results. These are adults with 401ks. Come on now, what are we doing?
If you're impacted by the results, good. Turn in your name. You should be fired.
Is that person serious?
This person is serious, yes.
Good Lord. Guys, don't you understand? Both sides of the aisle take your money. It's no day, honestly. Oh, my God, I can't go to work. Can you imagine if I called this place and said that? Oh, I'm just so affected. I can't do the show today. What?
Someone's asking you, Mike. So what I'm hearing from you, Mike, is that Chase Young is penis cancer?
He kind of is turning into a bigger form of Kyrie with better hair, and he doesn't burn sage. It's getting there. When I don't see you trying, I get highly offended. Whether you're doing radio or playing football or anything in between, if you're not trying, I have a problem with you.
Yeah, there's a difference between you're just bad, but you're trying, you're giving effort, just not very good effort, or just, I don't care.
I could hit a button, but I don't even have the heart to do it. Go ahead, David.
I believe Detroit can go all the way. I think we're due for some regression, though. We're not going to keep winning like this. The best QB we faced was Arizona. We won by 7 with one sack.
Agree. I agree with that. But I think Za'Darius, it at least gives you a NFL-caliber starting defensive end, which you don't have right now.
And I guess technically, wouldn't the best QB you faced that you lost to would be Baker, right?
Do you see his reaction when they lost the coin flip for overtime? Mm-hmm. He knew he was dead.
He knew it.
He knew.
You know, let me just shake. Good gang.
All right, I can go shower. He knew.
I'm just amazed that
I'm surprised he just didn't kick him in his shin. Mahomes.
I thought he got shot in his leg, Mahomes did. I thought he was done forever.
You know what? Honestly,
oh boy.
I did, because when it's non-contact, that's normally not a good thing, and he's limping off, and I was like, man, he popped his Achilles. Like, that just changed the game. I mean, at that point, I'm thinking, you know what, Detroit, you were really about to win the Super Bowl. Is what I when that happened.
Let me tell you something.
That removed all doubt.
I hate to break this to you. They would hit the Chiefs with a school bus on fire. The Chiefs want no part of this team. None.
See, the Lions are magical.
None.
The Chiefs are wizards.
I don't hear it. Okay. You know what? Hey, Harry Potter, keep it on your side of the console.
Okay.
The Chiefs want no part of this. Now, you want to sell me the Ravens? I'll listen. Mm-hmm. Hell, you want to sell me the Bills with new wave responsible Josh Allen? I think the Chiefs are ass.
Not only do the Chiefs, they got the refs.
Okay, that part. You know what? You win. You win.
I mean, phone lines are going to be jammed. I can't believe that call.
Really?
I don't think
the Chiefs are that good.
They're not. But they have help. They're wizards.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Harry Potter.
I love, love, love the trade. I'm kind of dreaming for another one, like maybe Arden Keys, but I'm satisfied with the Lions. They are winning the Super Bowl. That is from Rick.
Look, and if you can't bring yourself to say they're winning the Super Bowl, tell me what it'll take. But they made the most responsible move they could make. They gave up next to nothing. It's not financially egregious. If they don't want Za'Darius Smith next year, they can get rid of him. And this is a guy who knows, I'm on the last leg of my career. He'll play with a chip on his shoulder. Remember, he played for the Pack. They got rid of him. He had 1 year in Minnesota. They got rid of him. Chip on shoulder. It matters. I think it fits the profile of the team. It's a good move.
Brad did a great job again. I'm already looking to see and find my spot on Woodward for the parade.
I'll just meet Rico at the Kearns clock. Got you covered. Oh, and actually, we're throwing a pep rally at Rico's fake high school.
It's no longer there anymore, but
it was never there. You were hallucinating.
It was I hallucinated for 4 years.
You were living in a simulation. Mm-hmm. It was like the last episode of Seinfeld. You dreamt the whole thing up.
No. Mr. Palmrider was the principal.
Doesn't sound like a real name.
Sure. And you had an imaginary friend as a child named Shiloh, and you spoke 7 languages. Get the hell out of here. Your high school was fake. Just admit it. Bishop Sycamore. Bishop Sycamore.
It was real.
Mount Zion Academy.
No, it was real. 8181 Greenfield.
Not a real. Not a real place. Okay. We looked it up on Google Maps.
Because it's not. They tore down the building, Mike.
Never existed.
It never was real.
It was there. Come on, man, you never been on Greenfield. What do you know about that? What do you know about Greenfield?
Will Smith?
Love the trade. He's the exact player I wanted that was realistic, and they paid almost nothing for him. Hoping for more, but I won't be mad if they don't.
But stop writing in you're hoping for more. Put a name on it. Who the hell is Brad Holmes supposed to pull out of his ass before 4 o'clock? Hoping for more. What? Tell me who and what. I'm willing to listen, but just please put a name to it.
Max Crosby.
Okay. You know what?
No, John Rambo.
I'd like John Rambo, please.
No, I think when they say hoping for more, that's code for I really wanted Crosby, but I'll accept this man.
You got Za'Darius Smith. He's a very good football player. It was rhetorical. All right. Talk to the people. We're going to get to the phone calls next. Got to do a little college football. We got some fun for you guys today, too, in the 4 o'clock, like after the trade dust settles. I gave Rico and David and Kenny a homework assignment of arguably the most offensive and depressing article about name, image, and likeness I could come up with, and they're going to give you their thoughts. It's absolutely horrible.
All right.
Rico's fake high school had more integrity.
High school was real. Don't know.
It was real to me, damn it.
It was real to me.
Just stay, go ahead. Be curious, right. Please.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight to the people. Lions make the move we all wanted, or at least most of us. I think they're winning the Super Bowl. Okay. Yes, David.
Yeah, they may be going to the Super Bowl, but I have some news for you, Mike. Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. Barring a significant pivot by 4 p.m., the Giants will retain Azeez Ojulari. They made it clear they weren't going to give him away and held firm.
What do you want from me? You've basically, honestly, David, I hope you're proud of yourself. You've just defecated on a homeless man. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay? Okay? I was laying there in the gutter, and that wasn't good enough for you.
Well, again, we got time.
There's no point. I don't even know the direction of my franchise. If there was a God, you'd play the Giants next week. No, seriously, the Lions would play the Giants. And you know what the Lions would do? Murder us. Level the stadium. They could do me that kindness. I don't know what to, great, what do you want from me? I don't know what to say. The guy's headed to free agency. We have no intent on signing him. But hey, let's hold on to him. The same way we held on to Saquon before letting him go. And the same way we held on to Xavier McKinney before letting him go. What do you want? The Lions exhibit absolute competency, and the Giants exhibit incompetence. What do you want? Tell me. What more can I offer you? You want to dance on my grave?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. Look at me. I'm a good Christian. You're a con man.
Just giving you the news. That's all.
You know what, David? Good call. Good call.
Did you notice what happened during the commercial break?
He didn't notice it.
How many chairs are in here now?
Okay. That's funny.
We didn't want a repeat of last time, right, during the trade deadline.
Like, hey, here he comes.
Honestly, take him all out of the studio.
That's legitimately funny. Okay.
David, what are you doing?
Oh, they're going to keep Oli.
No, I don't. I don't have.
Gotta get rid of the chairs.
I just don't have it anymore. I just don't. It's a lot like my view on college football. I don't have it. Like the whole yelling and screaming, and it's like I turned the MSU game off Saturday. I just dedicated to the Breeders' Cup and to Michigan. And then I didn't know to score the game until old Uncle Rico over here is like, hey, Buck. Hey, what is this? Oh, is that Rick James humping a couch? 47-10. I'm like, wait, what? I shrugged my shoulders like Jordan's security guard. And I went and bet the Breeders' Cup sprint.
You did the right thing.
So with the Giants, yeah, I don't know what to say anymore. So I'm just going to go to Gerald because I hate my life. Let's go to Gerald, 97.1. Gerald, how you doing, buddy? And Gerald. We'll go to Gina, 97.1. Gina, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. Hey, David. Hey, Rico. How are you guys?
Excellent, Gina. What's on your mind?
Well, speaking of defecating on a homeless man, that whole AAU talk really brought me down a bit, Mike. I played in the 80s, and people are babies. Anyways,
yes,
I was calling to say we are going to I'm excited. We are going to the Super Bowl, and I know this because my wife bought our tickets today for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And we have had tickets – not tickets. We have had – plane tickets and hotel rooms the last 2 years. Okay, we've had it in Arizona 2023, and then we had them last year in Vegas. We were actually at the game in San Fran last year when Vildor's helmet got in the way. So I was just calling, not really to talk football, but just to say we're going, man.
Oh, I know.
I know.
And I love it. Gina, I don't have a problem with it. Look, it's very simple to me. I don't think it's this presumptuous thing. I don't believe in jinxes. I believe the Lions are arguably the best team in football, and I believe in my heart they are absolutely the best team in the NFC. You have every right to try to future plan and create a memory and do it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're a Lions fan and you believe it and you've got the financial wherewithal and or the motivation, yes, do it. New Orleans is a great town anyways, by the way. And hell of a lot of fun.
Here's the beauty of it. You're going to keep winning. You don't have to worry about traveling to any playoff games.
Maybe.
I don't think you're going to travel.
Okay, just okay, you know what, F it. You're right. They're never losing again.
No. Not losing again, but I think it's going to be between you, the Commanders, and the Eagles.
Commander?
Dude, they're just winning, Mike. I mean, like it or not, they're what, at 6-2, 7-2?
David, we got to start drug testing.
There is no way a rookie is going to take himself all the way to the NFC Championship game. It's not happening.
David, I'm saying.
CJ Stroud didn't even do that last year.
I'm talking about just. You want to be the number one seed, and they're your competition right now. Because all we're talking is right
now. You're talking about one seed. You're talking about seeding.
The one seed, yes. If you're the one seed, and you're somebody like Gina or a fan, you don't have to travel. So you could break the budget to go down to New Orleans because you didn't have to go to Philly. You didn't have to go to San Francisco. You didn't have to go to any other place. You just drove down to Ford Field, cheered your team on, and now you're about to go spend thousands in New Orleans.
Which here's is a hell of a good time.
Here's what's going on, Mike. Someone just told me 8181 Greenfield is a recreational marijuana growing site now. So He's just hallucinating. That's what's
going on. Yeah, that's all. He's on that OE. It's, look, until you produce the yearbook.
It got me where I am today. So, you know, I guess I'm on that OE.
That's right. That's right. It got Rico here.
No, that was just genetics.
Okay.
Thank Irv. So you got to thank Irvin for that.
248-539-9797. We'll go to Devin. 97.1. Dev, how you doing, bud?
Fantastic, man. Honestly, I know it's been a long way, but honestly, it's kind of sorry, honestly, hearing these calls throughout the whole day. It's a lot of SOL fans that just want and needing more. What in the last 6 years has given us the opportunity and the audacity to ask for more when we barely had any? But overall, I'm glad that we made the move. I'm not expecting another move because I think this move is enough because we have a family worth of a football team. We don't have a normal NFL team. We have anomaly going on in Detroit. And people need to wake up and start realizing that and start trusting in the coaching staff. We legitimately have bridge players in every position room that we can teach our guys coming into the locker room, going out of the locker room, carrying that culture all around the NFL, whoever comes into that locker room and leaves. The fact that we have all these bridge players in our defensive back room, our safety room, our running back room, our wide receiver room, even our edge room, like it's amazing to see because I was a Bears wearing that Barry Sanders hat when I was a kid going to school. And I'm 30 now. I'm happy as hell to pull that out of the closet. Mm-hmm. I'm morally happy.
Look, I think they did pretty much the only thing they could do that would both meet the level of what they needed and not in any way, shape, or form create chaos. Look, I would love Max Crosby, but it's clear he ain't getting traded. Do I wish it would have been more public? Do I wish they would have that there'd be reports the Lions tried multiple times? Of course I do. But I understand that they don't want to do certain things. And the Myles Garrett stuff, look, it's all about that cap hit. I mean, you're talking about a $50 million bomb. Mm-hmm. So I get it, and I'm good with it. And I don't need a whole lot more. I think you've got elite assistants. I think you've got an elite head coach. I think you have an elite GM. I think you have arguably one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the game right now. You got the best running back duo in the league. You got arguably the best receiver, arguably the best tight end. You've got the deep threat you've lacked. You have the best O-line. An improved secondary. And you've got a defensive coordinator that I understand he catches hell sometimes from people. But Aaron Glenn is willing to adjust. I mean, do you guys understand that the minute your D-line got gutted, you started playing more man than you ever imagined this team would play? He does what needs to be done. And I've stood up for Aaron Glenn because I don't feel like he gets half the toys that Ben Johnson gets.
Oh, please. And the second something goes wrong, he's the first one people want to ship out. Oh, my goodness. His defense is horrible. This guy can just take whatever he has and make dinner out of it.
Let's go win the Super Bowl, will you please? Let's do that. 248-539-9797. Get some calls. We got to do a football today as well. Deadline will be at 4, but your action already happened. Will there be any other deals of note in the league? I mean, David, you tell me you're perusing.
No, Tre'Davious White just got dealt to the Ravens. That's probably going to be it.
Okay. He's not the player he was 5 years ago, so that really doesn't worry me.
Yeah, I think he was about to get cut anyway.
You know, one interesting note, we get so myopic about talking about the Lions and getting Za'Darius Smith, which is great. I'm equally as pleased. I haven't seen Rico's Niners. I haven't seen serial trader and star bleeper Howie Roseman in Philly. Just haven't seen your competition doing much of anything. Green Bay traded away Preston Smith. Minnesota hasn't done anything. Now, you could say they got Cam Robinson. Okay. Replacement for Christian Darrisaw. But overall, if it holds and you get to 4 o'clock, you got better. Your competition didn't.
The only one that did was
Commanders.
Commanders.
And I know you're all hard up about that deal, but I can't go there right now.
No, I'm just starting to think like maybe we stop treating them like a cute little team. And for the Niners, I mean, they're already strapped for cash, so I can't really see. And then everybody's hurt this year.
So bad. Oh, my God. But my point is you got better, your competition didn't. So we can't lose sight of that either. Now, you got 30 minutes. Watch Howie Rosen will trade for Santa Claus the way he operates. David, Ticket Text, what do you got?
Mike Rico, I am happy that the Lions got Smith from the Browns, but I would really love them to get Clowney for 6 in the next 20 minutes. That is Joshua in Huntington Woods.
No way. Plus, Clowney's signed next year, too.
He is.
Absolutely not. That guy's a mutt.
No surprise the Lions are done with trades. They did a really good job. They got what they wanted to help them to the Super Bowl, and it's a huge win. David, hitting the breaking news drop got me excited, thinking we made another trade. Please give him the FU drop.
Yeah.
From Flint.
To be abusive towards me. That's all that is.
Now, I'm telling you, it was the funniest thing. David comes walking in the room like, David, what's going on? We got to get all of these chairs out of here right now.
You guys think that little of me.
And then, Kenny comes filing in later. Like,
you, Mike.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. You know, unlike most people at this place, I'm sorry for caring. I have actual passion for sports.
Stop it.
I apologize.
Oh, that's allowed?
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, Rico took away college, so all I've got left is the Giants.
I think the Giants took that away from you a long time.
They have. They have.
Let's just be real.
They have.
You do that for your dad. That's it. They stopped bringing you joy.
It's awful.
What, 2000, 2007?
No. We won a Super Bowl in 11.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Eli's second Super Bowl.
Please, Mario Manningham saved the day.
Eli's second.
It was thanks to a Michigan Wolverine.
Respect on that man's name. Hall of Famer. Soon to be Hall of Famer.
Please.
Rico, you keep
spit on that plaque.
Rico, you keep bringing up the Commanders. This guy says, am I right to be a little worried about the Rams? Really don't want to try to beat Stafford 3 times in a row.
You know, I don't really know what to think about the Rams because just when you think that they're done, they come back and they start winning, but then you're like, okay, they're good, and then they're not. So I wouldn't worry about the Rams as much. Somebody's got to win that division, but I think you got Stafford's number.
Someone else is not worried about the Commanders like you are. They said, who have they beat?
I'm not worried about the Commanders. I'm saying at some point we just got to stop treating them like they're some cute little team. They keep winning games.
Yeah, and I mean, you do, guys, you do have to be fair about it. It's a rookie quarterback who all they do is score. They don't really punt the football. He's a huge playmaker. I mean, they've unlocked Terry McLaurin. This is the scary Terry we all loved. I mean, the guy's already got more touchdowns than he had all last season. They're a pain in the ass. But, I mean, yeah, if they came here in a playoff game,
you'd beat them.
You'd be 7.5-point favorites.
Right. What I'm saying is you don't want to play in D.C. in January. That's what I'm saying. You want to play every game at Ford Field.
It'll take care of itself.
From Terrence in Southfield, a Super Bowl is not guaranteed. Jared Goff hasn't proved to me that he can win the big one. Remember the second half of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah, but again, I'm going to say it. You either believe it or you don't. Not guaranteeing anything. But I'm not going to get on the air and lie to the audience. Just like when we did our NFL preview show, and I said it, the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. Who's with me? That's it. I mean, why am I going to hide it? Like, what are you scared of? And if you don't believe it, you're not a criminal, right? You're not going to be thrown in the gulag. But I believe it. I believe the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. Like, why? Or what am I supposed to do? Not say it? No, I mean, seriously. Like, for what? Fear of reprisal if I'm wrong? Who cares?
It's
what I believe.
It's called the receipt segment. Not from me. Not from me.
Can't be worried about these people, are you? Please, no. I am sick of hearing the names of Chase Young, Clowney, and Calais Campbell. OMG, people, move on from these bums. We got a good deal.
I think it's a great deal, be honest with you. Plus, the big thing the Lions, look, they care about the person, right? They care about the type of personality they're bringing in the room. And whether you agree with it, disagree with it, that's how they've done this. Mm-hmm. And they are a tightly run operation. Za'Darius Smith isn't going to undo that. And I think if you bring in a veteran, you have a better chance of that person integrating into what you do, how you do it, and very seamlessly.
And as you said, he's got a little bit of chip on the shoulder. He doesn't like the Packers. He doesn't like the Vikings. So
that's right.
Let's roll.
And nobody likes the Bears. So there you go.
The trade doesn't change the fact that this defense can't win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know what you need to do? No. Let me say, what you need your defense to do is to be able to make probably about 3-4 key stops in your road to the Super Bowl. You don't have to go out there and be the 2000 Ravens where you just shut people down, but you have to be able to get that third or fourth down stop. That's what you're bringing when you're bringing in this edge rusher.
You were never going to replace Hutch. This move is replacing your other edge rusher, so you at least had one now. Happy Correct. For the move, Super Bowl bound.
I love where people take what I said an hour ago and use it as their own. That's fantastic. Good for you. It's the truth. You were replacing Davenport with this move more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
There is no replacing Hutch. The only way you're going to replace him was Max Crosby. And that's just, it's not happening. Because Max Crosby's clinically insane and doesn't want to leave Las Vegas.
Brad Cooks again. If Goff can maintain his production, we're Super Bowl bound. Tom in Warren.
God, I wish we could ban that phrase. It's so stupid. I can't take it.
Which phrase?
Ooh, Brad Cooks again. Ooh, what is he, Bobby Flay? It's a GM. Who, Brad Cooks? Ooh, let Brad cook.
What about let?
I hate it. It's such a dumb, like, ooh, I'm hip, I'm cool. Tucka, 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 tucka. I can't stand it. Who, let John Lynch cook? It's like, who says that?
Uh-uh. Mike's about to create a list.
What are you talking about?
Like Gator has the list.
What list?
List of things he hates. You didn't know that.
No.
Oh, Gator has this like laundry list of things that he just absolutely hates. So every day or so, he adds something new to the list.
Oh, tremendous. Okay, 248-539-9797. All right, give me some damn music. Tell me what we're talking about. Oh, God. Now, this National or Big Ten?
This is National.
We left the booty 10 behind.
Well, because the national poll comes out tonight, the official one. I'm going to give you mine today, right now.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, Michael, would you rather me give you the top four first or save that for last?
The top four to bye weeks, right?
Correct.
All right, just save those.
Okay. Just missing the cut because, well, they're missing a player. At 16, Army.
Bryson Daly's hurt. If he's hurt, it should be the Rodenbacker thing that happened to Florida State last year. No Travis, no playoff.
Right.
Bryson Daly ain't around. Hey, be careful if you're Army out at North Texas this week. If Chandler Morris's shoulder is right, the Mean Green could put up 50.
You know what? I should just call this bottom four the Mike Vallini four. Because at 15, Ole Miss.
This is it right here. This is everything, mm-hmm. right? If Ole Miss can win this game, they're back in play. Mm-hmm. If they lose, Rico Beard, business decisions will be made because it's an entire transfer team.
For everybody who wants to know, oh, it's taken away from what college football used to be, think of this Saturday as Elimination Saturday. You win, you move forward, you lose,
yep.
season's done.
Same thing for Alabama.
At 14, SMU. Impressive victory.
Yep.
But you're just on the outside looking in.
Thanksgiving. I think the interesting part with SMU is you and I were in Las Vegas watching them clown car in an odious 18-15 game against BYU. BYU's undefeated. Mm-hmm. That loss actually doesn't look that bad.
No, it doesn't.
So for SMU, step one was dropping a bomb on Pitt. Now, my fear with them is RJ Maryland's out for the year.
Right. No, you were not. I was about to say, you were not happy at that SMU game.
No.
Fit to be tied.
No. No, I was not pleased with what I was seeing from the Pony Express. Carry on.
At 13, also win and you're in, lose and you're done. LSU hosting Alabama this weekend.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this question. Which guy needs it more, Kelly or DeBoer?
Kelly.
Okay.
DeBoer's still first year. He's going to lose support because your honeymoon will be officially over and next year you're on the hot seat. But Kelly needs it now because he lost that support a while ago.
Yeah. And again,
his family.
That loss at A&M was brutal. I mean, they were up 17-3 or whatever it was. And the next thing you know, it's 38-17. I'm going, what happened? Yes, but that's a high-pressure game, man.
It is. It's at separation Saturday at 12, barely making it because they didn't score an offensive touchdown, Penn State.
And
I don't think they're going to stay there, but for right now,
okay,
they have one loss.
Tell me, okay, do this for me. Sell me this Penn. Mm-hmm. Why should Penn State be in?
Penn State is still that they have one loss and they play in the Big Ten.
Who have they played? Is their coach a penis?
I was just about to ask. They haven't played and beaten anyone.
Okay, guys, they're holding a spot, okay? This is not projecting where it's going to. Final one is, it's right now. And right now, they've only lost a game.
I
dropped them all the way from 4 to 12.
You should put them in the MAC, but keep going. James Franklin's a loser.
At 11, Boise State.
By the way, Penn State may have killed caller Nick. He may have expired after that game.
Yeah, Penn State. I mean, Boise State.
I'm fine with it. I think the Gentry Heisman thing's losing steam. Mm-hmm. It's not good enough for him to put up 140 yards. It's not.
It actually hurt him. I mean, yes. He would have been better off grabbing his hamstring and saying, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And then you would, okay, he only had 140 because he got injured.
Yeah, he needs
300.
I
mean, let's face it. No.
He's got to average about 200 yards a game if he wants to be serious about doing this.
But you put up a 250-yard game and 5 touchdowns, and now people would be like, oh, yeah,
needs him. A game like LaDainian Tomlinson against UTEP years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, pull up those highlights. That'll be this month's segment of Kenny Cotta's old school football.
We already did that one. Reruns, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Kenny also learned about Najee Davenport. So
laundry basket.
There you go.
Carry on.
At 10, we have BYU.
No. No. There's no scenario you can put that team in a playoff. None. Rico, well, you can't.
Somebody has to win the Big 12.
No. I wouldn't let the Big 12 in this year. It's an awful conference.
Somebody's got to win the Big 12.
I'm actually rooting for Colorado then. Good. At least number, they'll be interesting when they get their ass kicked.
Coach Prime's going to say, I told you so. At number nine, this is it for them, is Alabama.
Yep. All or nothing right here. They win, they're back, they lose, they're out. And I'm telling you, Milroe's got a lot on the line here. He has cost himself millions. He needs to go into Death Valley and be the player we remember him to be because he has been morbid.
At number eight is Notre Dame. Notre Dame is just kind of flying under the radar, doing what they need to do, and now their tough game against USC late in the year is not that tough anymore. They just benched their quarterback in Miller Moss.
Notre Dame in this poll is like the couples who stay together for the kids. Like, you don't want Notre Dame there, but you know they got to be there, and it's for the best. They're fine enough, I guess.
Yeah. Who've they beaten? Okay, Louisville. Louisville's not good.
Wait. Stop the clock. First of all, watch your mouth about Louisville. Second of all, they just dropped a bomb in the other Death Valley, the welfare version, yeah. Howard's Rock. David, they ain't bad.
Because, spoiler alert, Clemson, they had their separation Saturday.
If Notre Dame and Penn State play on a neutral field, Notre Dame beats them, David.
They beat A&M. I'm sorry. I forgot about that at the beginning of the year. All right.
And number seven.
And they destroyed Navy. Hope they're happy.
But that's Navy.
Communists.
I mean, it was Navy.
Poor Horvath.
Hey, David.
Yeah, there you go. Good. That's nice.
Seven is Tennessee.
No. I'm done. I watched almost that entire game Saturday night against Kentucky. First of all, they hadn't scored in the first half since September 21st. They finally got a score late in that half. Rico, three missed kicks. Drop passes, blown assignments. Nico cannot hit an open receiver. I know they're winning. Kenny, you played them in a couple of weeks.
Play who?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention to the show. Listen, Kenny's going to do Earth a favor, and they're going to beat Tennessee, and we could be done with this nightmare.
See, I think Tennessee is like Penn State. They're benefiting from the conference that they're in. At number six, Indiana.
Oh, Christ. This again. Just leave me alone.
What? You picked Indiana.
To be good, not to be this. I don't know.
Okay.
Are they this good? Their strength of schedule is outside the top 100.
You just talked about how Tennessee can't score. Guess who can?
I know.
Indiana. Touchdown play.
Cignetti treated Spartan Stadium like a brothel.
So
take a black light to that place.
So basically, we don't judge them until they play Ohio State?
No, it's difficult when they have a strength of schedule outside the top 100.
That's what I'm saying. So is it Ohio State? Is that when you're going to say, okay, this team's for real or this team's a fraud?
No, they're for real. Are they this good? Like, if you had them at 10 or 11, what am I going to say? They're undefeated. But it does get to a point where you're beating, like, Lumberjack Tech, FIU.
Here's the thing. If they played Tennessee, Notre Dame, or Alabama, or BYU on a neutral field?
If they drop a bomb on Michigan, I won't say a damn word next week.
Okay.
But you got to show me that they're capable of that. I'm talking complete depancing.
And that really will say something.
For me, it would, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would.
At five, University of Texas.
Yep. And I'll tell you right now, that if I had to bet one favorite this week, I'm probably leaning them. They are off a bye, lying in wait for Florida, and like a seven-string quarterback. They better put up a number this week.
Yeah, 21.5-point favorite over Florida.
I need 50 on the board.
Okay.
Let's go.
At four, probably the weakest of the byes, University of Miami. Miami, to me, just keeps teetering every week. Like, we want to lose. I guess we'll
win
this week.
They're down 28-17. Their defense is bad. But with Cam Ward, you have arguably the single best player in America on an offense that is explosive as all get out. So can they put 40 on any defense in America? Yes. The problem is they'll probably give up 38.
They have a 31 to do. Nasty looking is what they are.
Jesus.
The separation for 2 and 3?
Titanic.
Who had the better loss? If you want to know my rationale. At three is Georgia. Kenny's Georgia Bulldogs.
No disagreement at all. We don't even know if we have a quarterback anymore. So you know what? Carson Beck sucked last week.
Did you see my quarterback?
Yeah, you're not ranked number 2 right now, David. I have expectations, damn it.
That's good. MSU's dead corpse has been stuffed into an oil drum at the bottom of Lake Mead. Yeah, I have real sympathy for you.
At least MSU wasn't. They were never on this list, so. Michigan used to be. At number two is Ohio State, because their biggest win is losing to Oregon.
I'd still put Georgia above OSU, but I understand how you did it with the losses, and I'm not going to pitch a fit. But if Georgia and OSU play on the same field, I'm taking Kenny's guys.
Who throws the most picks?
Line of scrimmage. And Ohio State, they're on the O-line and D-line, it's not acceptable. Not for that payroll.
And at number one, fresh off their victory at the Big House, the Oregon Ducks, quack, quack.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, but here's the overriding theme. Are any of these teams really that good? Everyone has a level of vulnerability here. So this is Rico's dream with the 12-team playoff. Chaos.
You know what? It's going to make it interesting.
Good.
And we got Separation Saturday this Saturday. Have fun with this, people. The fake poll comes out tonight. The real poll just happened right now. 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.